gone, I muttered. Tanjiu sobbed again, and Hunter screamed through gritted teeth. My eyes went wide as I grasped the consequences. The ambience is gone. All around us, the fog darkened. It roiled like a storm cloud that blocked out the sun and crackled with chaotic flashes of light. With each flash, I felt the ambience. But it was raw, primordial, feral. There were no spirits to direct it. Bone-deep fear gripped me. The Vorthas stared at the shadowy cloud in terror. I looked again at the blood trailing from Pearl's mouth, her skin losing its color with every heartbeat. I knew there was nothing I could do. Tanjiu appeared opposite me to cup Pearl's cheek and whisper into her ear. A faint smile, one long, shuddering breath, and Pearl was gone. I swallowed down my own sob of grief as I stepped around them to Hunter's side. In the mere moments that had passed since discovering the ambience was gone, Hunter had gone quiet. Without my power, I relied on the training Smits had given me. Bryn, give me your belt, I ordered. Roy, Captain, hold him up. He can't do it himself. He's lost too much blood. Bryn's belt slapped into my palm, and I wound it around Hunter's arm above his elbow. Another belt, piece of wood, anything, now, I barked. Understanding my intent, a crewmate stepped forward with a small bit of wood, whittled into a flat relief of a bird, and put it between Hunter's teeth.